Good morning for WBAI News in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some news for Tuesday, January 15th, 2019. Last night, the New York State Legislature moved to reform New York State's archaic voting laws. New laws make early voting possible. A 9-day early voting period includes 2 full weekends for voters to vote in person before any primary, special, or general election day. The Senate and Assembly also approved same-day registration, as well as no excuses absentee voting. Also, pre-registration for 16 and 17-year-olds. The bill requires registration forms to include a space for pre-registering teens of at least 16 years old, and they'd automatically be registered when they turn 18. Also, combined state and federal primaries will make voting easier for New Yorkers and save millions of dollars statewide. Portable voting has also passed, which automatically transfers a voter's registration when they move within New York State. Early voting and other voting reforms up for debate have long been blocked by Republicans in the state Senate. One change, which so far hasn't been considered, would relax party enrollment deadlines before primaries. Current rules require voters to sign up with a party sometimes months ahead of a primary in order to cast a ballot. That led to widespread complaints in 2016 from voters who wanted to vote in the Democratic or Republican presidential primaries, only to find that they needed to register with their party more than 6 months earlier. Activists rallied in Albany on Monday, watchful over passage of these voting reforms. They say thanks to the hard work of their coalition of grassroots civil rights organizations, criminal justice reformers, good government and immigrant rights groups, unions, social service providers, and everyday citizens, they brought New York's election laws out of the 19th century to finally let New York vote. The bills now go to Governor Cuomo for his signature. Another group which rallied Albany on Monday, supporters of the long-stalled Child Victims Act. It would give victims more time to seek criminal charges or file lawsuits against their abusers, and it would open a 1-year window to file lawsuits now barred by the statute of limitations. The act was blocked for years by Senate Republicans, but with Democrats now in charge, it's expected to pass easily. And there's a new poll out, a Siena College survey. It finds Governor Andrew Cuomo and the Democrat-controlled state legislature are viewed favorably by a majority of registered New York voters. And later today, the governor will deliver his State of the State address. If you miss it, you can hear much of it on the WBAI Evening News at 6 p.m. He's expected to detail proposals to legalize marijuana, codify abortion rights, and impose congestion tolls on Manhattan as a way to raise money for aging subways. The governor also wants to raise the state's minimum age to buy tobacco and electronic cigarette products from 18 to 21. He wants to curb their use by younger people. He also says he'll suggest new ethics rules to crack down on corruption. As far as regulating firearms, Cuomo says he wants to pass several bills. One would extend the background check waiting period for firearm purchase from 3 days to 10 days. Cuomo is also pushing legislation that would authorize teachers and school administrators to ask a judge to evaluate a child they believe is a threat to themselves or others. The judge could then order the confiscation of firearms in the child's home. Similar proposals have failed before, but again, prospects for the bills have improved now that Democrats control both chambers of the legislature. And as part of the State of the State address, Cuomo will unveil his proposed state budget for the next fiscal year. Lawmakers hope to pass a new budget by April 1st. With Democrats now in control of both the Senate and Assembly, prospects are good for several long-blocked liberal priorities. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.